Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Killing with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're a mother-daughter team out of South Central Texas bringing you the sales system that will help you get results along with a black belt mindset. And today being a holiday, being that we're closing in on the end of the year, first of all the noise you may be hearing in the background, we are broadcasting from River Center Mall in San Antonio, Texas. We had the amazing opportunity to be together, and we wanted to make sure that we gave you this information so that you could continue to finish strong. Now, today, our topic is about why it's important for you to have a coach. It is so important and so valuable for you to have a coach. You know, you can read the books, and the books are great. However, books don't create enough motivation always to get the job done.
Absolutely not. No, you know, and I love books. I really don't want to say a thing against them because I love reading. I think it's amazing how you can bring some of the sharpest minds in history into your office. But, you know, really for pennies on the dollar. But let's be totally honest with you. A book is not going to call you up and say, how many calls did you make today? Did you get that done like you said you were going to? Did you go through the checklist at the end of chapter 5 like you were supposed to? A book is not going to do what it needs to do to get you motivated to make sure. See, a book is just a book. It's not dedicated to your success like a coach is. And I have to say, if you talk to any of the people who have done anything great in the world, they have coaches, they have mentors, they have people leading them and guiding them. None of them are doing this alone. So the first thing we're going to cover are the three reasons why to get a coach. For those of you thinking, you've been thinking about it, but you're not sure about whether or not you need a coach right now. The very first one, the biggest reason to get a coach is accountability. You know, I mentioned the book isn't going to call you up and say, hey, did you do the checklist like I told you to? And that's very true. But a coach will. A coach will text you on a Thursday afternoon and say, how's your week going? Have you made enough sales for the week? You have one day left. Are you motivated? Are you pushing yourself? Are you making a difference? A coach will say, all right, we said we were going to hit these revenue goals. Why didn't we hit them? Or congratulations, you hit them. Here's how I want you to reward yourself. Because we get caught up in this, we get caught up in ourselves, let's be honest. We get caught up in ourselves, and it's very easy to lose track, to lose your focus as far as either pushing hard for something or how to reward yourself. You know, we tend to trivialize our accomplishments because, you know, especially if they weren't as difficult to go for as we thought they'd be. And a coach can be the one to say, hey, no, that was a big deal. Congratulations. Great job. Let me hold you accountable, not just to get your stuff done, but to celebrate yourself and what you've accomplished.
You know, the other thing, another good reason to get a coach is a coach is going to hold you to a deadline. A lot of the reason that people do not succeed is they don't create deadlines and they don't hold themselves accountable for those deadlines. A coach will hold you accountable. A coach will ask you all of those things. And while this is related to accountability, a deadline makes it more specific. Plus, a good coach is going to help you develop the deadlines you need to accomplish things. They're going to know how much you can get done in a certain amount of time. They're going to help you think through the process of what's a reasonable but challenging deadline for you to work with. A coach is not just someone to tell you what to do and how to do it. They're a person on your team who wants to make sure that you are successful, that you are successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing I always tell people is find a coach that is more dedicated to your success than you are. That's how you know you found a good coach. That's how you know you found a great coach. Now, the last reason that I really encourage people to get a coach is that it really, really helps with just out-of-the-box thinking. You know, we tend to get so caught up in our boxes, in how we think, how we do things. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman, working with him. He's looking at becoming a coaching client with me, and he was talking to me about how he's been wanting to hire people to work with him, but he doesn't want to he's trying to find someone who will think outside the box. He said, I'm really struggling. I've gone to all the right places. I've gone everywhere to find people to work with me on my real estate team. And Stephanie, none of them are going to, none of them are thinking outside the box. None of them are doing what I want them to do. And I looked at him and I said, well, where did you go? And he goes, well, I went to Champion School of Real Estate. I went to here, I went to here, I went to here, I went to here. And I said, so you're looking for someone who thinks outside the box, but you're looking inside the box. I said, what makes you think you're going to find someone who thinks outside the box by looking inside the box? And he backed up for a second. He goes, oh, my gosh, Steph, that's the most valuable thing anyone's ever said to me. I never would have noticed that with myself. But that's the point of the coach. You get so caught up in your problems, your ideas, and how you've been doing it that you go, there's no other way around this. Coach looks at it and says, are you missing this? You know, there's a big joke that goes around about, you know, one guy walks up to his friend and says, dude, John, why do you always take the hardest path possible? And John looks at his friend and says, dude, why do you think I see an alternate route?
Excellent. So just quickly, briefly summarizing, three reasons you want to get a coach is you want someone who's going to hold you accountable, someone that's going to help you create reasonable and challenging deadlines, and another one is to get you thinking out of the box. So let's talk about four qualities that you want to look for in a coach that you're going to hire to help you take it to the next level. The first thing you want to look at is you want to look at a person who has experience in the area of expertise that you're looking for help in. So, for example, I invest in real estate. Now, if I'm going to invest in real estate, am I going to go to a sports coach to find out how to invest in real estate? Well, no. I'm going to look to someone who has expertise in the real estate investment market. If I'm looking for a business coach, I want to look for someone who either teaches a proven system or has been through the ranks themselves. I want to look for someone with some experience.
Yeah, now I do want to reiterate just real quick for our listeners that this is not about finding a real estate coach who is, you know, let's say you're in real estate, you're building a real estate business. You don't have to find a coach who caters specifically to real estate agents. You don't have to find a coach that caters specifically to online retail shops. Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes those guys are great. Sometimes they get stuck with that inside-the-box thinking. And
yeah.
So while sometimes they can help you cut some corners and make some sense of it, if you find a really experienced coach, they don't have to be experienced in your industry. If they're experienced in building businesses, in building industries, in working in related industries, they can often give you a lot of support without having to be exactly in your industry. One, because that can be really difficult to find. Two, because it can be extremely expensive to get an industry-specific coach. And three, because you start to lose that outside-of-the-box thinking. So while we want you to find someone who's got experience, we don't want you to feel like you're stuck looking for someone who has experience in your specific industry. You just want them to have experience in achieving the goals you're going for.
Yes, and that's really important. The other thing to look at is you want to see that they have proven results. I have to confess to you, there are a lot of people out there who are coaching but don't have the proven results to show that they can take you where you want to go. You want to take a look at testimonials. You want to see what their website's saying or their Facebook page is saying. You want to see what kind of history they have. You want to know what they've achieved, and you want to get with someone who's achieved more than what you have achieved on your own. You want to do that because you want somebody that's going to take you to a higher level. You want someone that's going to take you past what you are capable of doing. So you don't want to look for somebody who's just done what you've done. You want to look for someone who's done more than what you do or has done what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, a great example, when I picked my business coach had no experience building a business, building a coaching practice and a sales training practice. He had a little bit of experience, but about 6 months more experience than I did. But he didn't have a ton of experience there. What he did have was 5 years worth of building a business that went multi-million, sold it for multi-millions, and lived the lifestyle that I was wanting. So I knew that not only was he driven to get back to that lifestyle, he would take me up there with him, but he had experience in building a business. He had a proven track record of how he accomplished what it was I wanted to accomplish. Now, the next thing that's really important, the next quality that's really important when you're looking for a coach is you want to find a coach that is a good listener. You need a coach that is a good listener because there are a lot of coaches out there. And my biggest joke is that my job is not to tell you anything new. You know, sometimes I will. I'll surprise you. I'll think outside. I'll come up with something awesome and amazing. My job often isn't to tell you something new. It's to help you come to a realization you already know and don't want to admit and then hold you accountable to go for that. So you want to find a coach. Here's the problem. If they're not listening to you, they can't help you find what you already know. They can't help you recognize anything. They have to listen. You will find those coaches out there. All they want to do is talk and talk and talk. And if they don't listen to you, they don't have any idea of where you're at, what's going on. Their advice is useless.
Exactly. It's super important that they're helping you find out what you need to do. And they will do that through careful listening and also asking you questions. So they'll listen to you, but they'll also help you get to the bottom of what you need to do to move forward. That is a super critical piece. I remember when I first started coaching people, I remember this one lady was looking for something very specific. And I'll be honest with you, at first I couldn't recognize that, and then when I finally did recognize it, I realized I couldn't do anything about it. But the problem was, she was already frustrated, and she got off the phone angry and actually made a few untoward comments about me. So I'm telling you this because we all make mistakes, but you want, if you're finding that someone's really not listening to you, then it's okay to say, you know, I don't think this is going to work out for us. I don't think that you're the right person. But on the other hand, you also want somebody that's going to be tough on you and make sure that you don't allow the excuses to derail you in your success.
Yeah, you know, and I want to point out something here. Being a good listener, there have been times when my coach has come to me and said, I'm telling him about my problem. You know, one time in particular, I remember I called him up shortly after I left my full-time job, and I was just frantic. I was having a bad month. It was my worst month, and I just left my full-time job, so I'm freaking out. And I call him up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm telling him everything's going wrong, how I can't get focused, there's so much going on, and all this is happening. And he let me rant for a while, and then he stops me and goes, Steph, where are your dream boards? And I got so irritated because the dream boards have been a point of contention, actually, between us the whole time. I did not want to do the dream boards. He made me do the dream boards. And I was like, he didn't hear a thing I said. He didn't hear a thing I said. And he said, here's the thing. Here's what I'm, you know, trust me on this. I want you to go put your dream boards up. If you're still feeling frustrated in 48 hours, call me. Well, I went and I put the dream boards up, and everything changed. I got focused. I got clarity. Started turning the entire month around. So while you do need to have a coach that's a good listener, sometimes they may tell you to do something completely out of the box. So you have to pick a coach that you can trust. And you have to pick a coach that you can trust to hold you accountable and who won't allow you to have excuses, because my coach likes to tell me, hey, Steph, whenever you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. If you argue for your limitations, you can keep them.
Is that what we're looking for? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So sometimes we want a coach that's going to sympathize with us, and while we need that for something, on the other hand, we also have to know that there has to be a point where we cannot have too much sympathy or we'll get nothing accomplished.
You know, one of the things I've told people is that, because when I tell people you need to find a coach that's more invested in your success than you are, I get a lot of really weird looks. And one lady looked at me and she said, Stephanie, how do I find a coach that's more invested in my success than I am? That doesn't happen. And I looked at her and I said, here's what you find. You find a coach that sees the greatness in you. And they see your limitations, but they see the greatness. And while we as humans automatically focus on the weakness, our coach will focus on the greatness. And they're not going to let our excuses hold us back from accomplishing our greatness. And sometimes it comes across a little harsh. And sometimes we don't like what we have to hear. But that is the point of having a coach.
You know, we've been talking about three reasons that you need a coach. We just have talked about four qualities that you want to look for in a coach, one being experience, two being proven results, three being a good listener, but four also giving you the no excuses, let's move forward. Now, a lot of times people will contact us and, you know, they want a free coaching session, and there's nothing wrong with a free coaching session. However, let's talk a little bit about why free coaching is not in your best interest. Free coaching is not in your best interest. And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to think about what would be a stretch for you to spend while you're listening to this. What would be a stretch for you to spend? So first of all, if you want big results, you want to have enough skin in the game that you're willing to invest in yourself to make things happen. And here's a really good example. Everybody's aware of the housing market, which crashed back in 2008. Although there were many factors involved in that crash, one of the biggest factors was people were getting into houses without having to put in down payments. So when their house was foreclosed on, they really weren't out any money. They really had no investment in the property. So yes, even though it meant that they had bad credit scores and all of that stuff, the bottom line was they didn't have money invested in the house, and so they had nothing to lose. If you want to really get results, you need to be willing to invest something that you can't afford to lose.
You know, my coach, actually not my coach, I like to tell my clients that if you treat it like a job, it'll pay you like a job, and if you treat it like a hobby, it will pay you like a hobby. And let's be honest, how many hobbies pay you the way you want to be paid right now? Pretty much none of them, but here's the deal. You can find a mentor in a hobby. You can find someone to help you out in a hobby because they're doing it for the love of that. But let's be totally honest, they're not going to hold your hands. If you fall out of doing that hobby, they're not going to come chase you down and say, what the heck, why did you do that? So you don't, you know, the free coaching, I hear it all the time. And someone out there may be saying, hey, I've got a great coach and he does it for free. That's fine. But let's be very honest with you. I've seen it again and again. And any time I've discounted my coaching, and this is just me speaking from personal experience, but anytime I have discounted my coaching, the results for my client have been subpar, not because my coaching is any different, but because their effort is seriously different.
You know, a second reason why you do not want to have free coaching is because you will not value it because you don't have any money in there. You know, we put our money where we find value. And so if there's no money involved, that tells me that you're not valuing what I'm doing. And to be very honest with you, it's going to be a waste of not only my time, it's going to be a waste of your time because this is about you, the client. It's not about the coach. You want to have someone not only that is going to, that you value enough to pay them to give you the advice you need to take it to the next level, but you want to give them value for their time because they're worth what they're telling you.
And, you know, again, this is just my personal experience talking here, Mom, but when I first started coaching, and my very first coaching client was free. My second coaching client paid me $50 a month. My third coaching client paid me $200 a month. And my fifth coaching client paid me $300 a month. My coaching clients now are paying me anywhere between $750 and $1,500 a month. You know, it never fails to amaze me how the clients who were paying me so little at the beginning, and even I kept the same rate for a very, very long time. I was at $500 a month for a very, very long time. And as soon as I started to raise the rate, I noticed that my clients would jump to do the things I would tell them to do. And you know what's fascinating to me is that those are the clients who are getting the bigger results too.
Well, and it just goes to prove that the more you invest, the more value it, the more valuable it is to you. You know, it's not chump change. It's money that you're actually investing. And this isn't investment in a coach. This is investment in yourself. You know, this isn't about, again, I want to emphasize, Stephanie and I, we are coaches. We're sales and business coaches, but we're not in it just to give you some advice that isn't going to work for you. We're in it because we're invested in it. The other thing, too, is, and that brings me to the third point. That brings me to the third point, is that if you're paying someone to get to help you, then they're invested in giving you the value that you're paying for. So if you pay Stephanie $750, then she's going to be invested in your success. And, you know, she was talking about earlier, Stephanie, you were talking about earlier how you want to find someone that's more invested in your success than you are yourself. If you want that, you're going to have to pay for it. Because the bottom line is, if I have a client who's not paying me and I have a client who's paying me, as much as I want to give both the same attention, economics dictates that the person who's actually paying me is going to get more of my time and attention because they're paying for it.
Well, yeah, let's be honest. You know, as good as it is, good karma doesn't pay the bills. So, you know, I hate to put it like that, but let's be very honest with you guys. I have done this for almost 2 years now. I know the free coaching, I do not see results. So if you are serious, here's the problem. The people who want the free coaching, they're not sold on it. They're not sold on whether or not they're going to get the results. So if you want serious results, which would be the only reason you're looking to hire a coach, right? If you're not looking for serious results, don't get a coach. Don't waste your time. Don't waste their time. Don't waste your money. But if you're looking for serious results, find a coach, and you will have to pay them. And you will have to pay them every single month, and you're going to have to stretch a little bit for it. But here's the thing. Your coach starts to like having that money coming in every month. And they are going to do everything in their power to make sure you stay successful, but that money keeps coming in every single month for them. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. It's easier to keep a client than get a new client. I would rather bend over backwards and go all over high heaven helping a client out, a current client out, in order to keep them, than try and be constantly recruiting brand new clients. It's just easier on me. It's more fun on me. Because the big results start rolling in after a couple of months of working together. So it's way more fun to be working with this client for several months and seeing big results coming in than constantly restarting. And then, of course, I never get the success stories either. So we're so much more dedicated in making sure, you know, as selfish as it sounds, that we're going to continue getting paid as well. And the best news is, in order for us to keep getting paid, you have to keep getting paid. So we're going to make sure you keep getting paid.
You know, I think one of the best testimonials any coach could receive is that I paid X amount of money for my coach and I ended up making three times as much money in return just from the coaching. Now, isn't that the kind of story you want to give? That's the kind of story I want to be able for my clients to share with other people, because I want them to do better than me. I want them to succeed because they invested in me. So, again, three reasons that you want to get a coach: accountability, giving you a deadline, thinking out of the box. The four qualities, and we'll recap these at the end of the show today. But why not free? Think about what would make us stretch. Think about if you want someone invested in your success and if you are invested in your success. And last but not least, we promise to share with you how to find the right coach for you. The right coach for you. Stephanie, why don't you share with them the right coach for your client?
The right coach for your client is the one that works for you. You know, there are a lot of options out there. And I've told people, look, you may not like me as a coach. You may think I'm too. I've had people who are like, wow, Steph, you're really harsh. You're really brutal. You're really honest with people. And I said, yeah, why would I lie? Why would I waste their time? They're paying me per hour. Why would I waste their time? And so, but that may not work for you. And if that doesn't work for you, that's totally fine. Guess what? I'm not changing my coaching style. You have to work with, if you want to work with me, that's great. There are plenty of other coaches. So find the coaches. Ask, you know, go in any Facebook group and ask, you know, hey, is there a business coach in here? You'll get 32 answers. There are tons of business coaches out there. Find the one that works for you. Interview them. Come up with a list of questions that you need to ask them. You know, what is your greatest success story? How did you accomplish that? How long did it take to accomplish that? What is your opinion of my industry? Have you ever worked with my industry or something similar before? You know, trying to think of other good questions you could ask you know, a coach to interview them?
You know, one of the things I think that's really important when you're interviewing a coach, before you get on the call with the coach or you're meeting face-to-face with them, be really clear what you want from this coaching relationship. Be very, very clear, because it's important that you know what you're looking for so that when you find that person, you can set up the questions. Are you looking to increase your income by X number of dollars? Are you looking to gain confidence in sales? What exactly are you looking for? And make it quantifiable, because then you and your coach have a way of measuring whether or not you're getting the results that you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I will tell you is be willing. Once you find a coach you're going to work with them, you need to give them at least 3 months. Work with them for at least 3 months, because it takes time to start seeing results, at least 3 to 4 months. You know, my coach actually requires that you pay 3 months up front in order to work with him. Starting next year, I will require that my clients pay 3 months up front in order to work with me, because I don't want it to be about the money those first 3 months. I want it to be 100% about let's make you successful. Let's make these the biggest 3 months of your life. And so you need, well, you have to be, I mean, I wouldn't agree to a coaching contract that's a year long unless it's a really, really proven coach. But be willing to give them a decent chunk of time, unless you really don't hit it off. But be willing to invest some time with them to really, really get to know whether or not this coach is going to work for you.
Exactly. And you know what? If they have a free coaching session, take advantage of it. If they have free product that you can look at, get a hold of the free product. Kind of do some research on your own and see if this is going to work for you. Because ultimately, it's got to work for you. If it's not working for both of you, there are other people that are a good fit for you. And a good coach is going to want to make sure that you're a good fit. And they're going to be honest with you if they don't think that you're a good fit. They know the kind of client that they work well with, and they're going to be honest with you. Now, many, many coaches, not every coach, will offer like a 30-day money-back guarantee. But again, we want to encourage you not to limit your results to just what happens within 30 days. You really need to give it 3 months and 3 months of making sure that you're following the instructions they're giving you, because that's the way you're going to make sure you get better results.
You know, one of my friends once put it to me this way. He said, when I've hired my coach, and I pay my coach $2,000, $2,500 a month, he said, I hired this coach, and I was bound and determined to do every darn thing he told me to do, because I was going to prove to him he wasn't worth that much money. So at the end of the month, I looked at it and said, holy crap, I got to keep doing everything this guy tells me to do. Because, well, yes, you may actually get the results. You have to understand, when you pay for your coach, you want to pay an amount that you're going to say, look, I'm going to prove that this doesn't work, or I'm going to prove it is going to work. Because you have to build up faith in yourself and in your clients. So I just want to wrap this up by encouraging you guys. 2016 can be the biggest year of your life, and you don't have to go it alone. You can take someone with you, someone who is more invested in your success than you are. You know, and if you're interested in finding a coach, feel free to reach out to Mom or myself. Let us know what you're looking for, what your area is, what you're interested in. And if neither one of us feels we're going to be a good fit for you, then we'll be happy to connect you. We both know plenty of coaches. We'd be happy to connect you with another coach that we think might be a better fit for you. Because guess what? It's not about us. It's about you. So go to our Facebook group, groups/blackbeltselling. And you can ask to join the group or find us in there. Ask us if we have any ideas on who would be a good coach for you based on what you're at and what's going on in your life. We'll have a conversation with you. Again, that was facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. We're looking forward to chatting with you. We're looking forward to taking you guys through the roof in 2016. And in the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna from River City Mall, and we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have a great week, guys. Happy Black Friday.